AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, back here at Huntington Park, welcome to the Spectrum postgame show. The Clippers come out on top by a 2-0 score. Runs were hard to come by tonight. The Clippers got a couple of them in the first inning in rather undramatic fashion. After a ground out, there was a strikeout, but the strikeout saw a pitch go to the backstop, and so Tyler Freeman scrambled on to first base. He would move to second on a base hit by Gabriel Arias. A following walk loaded the bases as Bo Naylor took ball four. Alex Call was then hit by a pitch. That forced in a run, and that would be all the Clippers would need tonight. They got another as the next man up, Trenton Brooks, hit a sacrifice fly to right field, scoring Gabriel Arias, and that would be it. The story today was pitching, really, for both teams. The starter for Rochester, Cade Cavalli, is going to take the loss, but he pitched okay over four innings, just allowed those two runs, five hits, walked a man, and struck out four. The bullpen was dynamite for Rochester today. The Clippers' bullpen was great as well, but they only had to throw two innings. Scoreless frames for Anthony Castro and Justin Garza on in relief of Xavion Curry, who went seven shutout innings tonight, his best AAA start. Gave up three hits, two walks, struck out four. Most importantly, no runs scored at all. So for the Clippers, the win puts them at 57-42 on the year. Rochester 47-53. They have lost. Final line score today for Rochester: no runs, four hits, no errors, and five men left aboard. The Clippers, two runs, five hits, no errors, and they stranded seven. Cavalli suffers the loss. Curry gets the win. Garza gets the save, and the Clippers are victorious. The game took 2 hours and 23 minutes to play in front of a capacity crowd of 10,100 on a Tansky Tuesday Dime a Dog Night. Back at it tomorrow night at 7:05. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 7 o'clock. I hope you'll join me. For Kevin Minard back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time here from Huntington Park. It was the Clippers over the Rochester Red Wings in Game 1 of a series by a 2-0 final score. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.